Three, two, one. It's Shazam!
The podcast that hopes to make itself obsolete.
I'm Kayla.
I'm Carissa. And
I think we still need more information about self-care.
We definitely need more info.
So here's episode two.
Kayla.
Hello, Carissa.
What have you been up to this week?
Well, same sort of thing as last week because it's just days apart from when we recorded the original. We've just split this episode into two because it was too much information to make into one very long episode. How are you?
I'm still great. Same as last episode because only been a couple days.
Right.
Yeah, I really enjoyed talking to Renee when she was here. And, you know, Kayla and I have that secret document we used to communicate while the episode was recording. And at one point, we were just like, this is going to be two. It was just so clear that there was no clean way to cut it because all that information was valuable. But since then, oh, I didn't bring you the wet wipes. I was going to bring you wet wipes. I'll bring them tomorrow. The Neutrogena wipes that she mentions.
Oh, yeah. Not wet wipes, like, yeah, for your bum.
But no, but for your, like, face.
To take off your makeup.
Cleansing makeup. I mean, they're different. So I bought those. I bought those. I threw out all of my beauty blenders and bought new ones.
Mm-hmm.
I threw out my mascara and bought new mascara.
Mm-hmm.
That episode was very informative for me. I have immediately put all those things into practice. I went home and an hour later was cleaning all my makeup brushes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kind of same game. I cleaned all of my makeup brushes. It was amazing. They were pretty gross. And I cleaned them with shampoo, which is what Renee said to do. And I didn't realize that was really a thing and that worked so well. So they're clean and I haven't used them in a couple of days because I don't normally wear makeup. But it feels good too. Like, I'm very moisturized.
Mm-hmm.
I feel very moisturized. I have a very large cup of water.
Ooh.
To hydrate, per smart. Renee's suggestions.
Very smart.
And so I feel good. I'm happy. And there's more information on the way because we had to make it into two episodes.
Yeah, I think in this episode we talk about hair and beards.
Yeah, we get into some men's self-care.
Yeah.
In this episode too.
Yeah, and beauty regime and such. So we hope you guys will enjoy episode two with the fabulous Renee.
Okay. Let's expand this since 90% of the people listening to our podcast are men. So I have been the BB cream for men evangelist in magic for the last 2 years. Because I think so many men in magic have rosacea. It's like you get it from cards. It's like it gives you rosacea. Every magician of a certain age has rosacea. And it's amazing how much, like, a little BB cream.
Yeah.
It's very subtle. You don't notice it.
Yeah.
And I think it makes a huge difference. Is there something better than that?
BB cream's a great product. It's light. It's enough coverage. It's got sunscreen. I definitely am all for BB cream. Definitely gives you that smooth look, especially for a man, because it's sheer enough. So it doesn't look like they have all this makeup on. But yeah, definitely.
In terms of guys' stage makeup,
yep,
how much of what we've already discussed they also do?
It's the same thing.
Like,
it's
contour. Yeah.
A face is a face.
Eyeshadow.
I don't know about guys with shadows.
Oh.
Maybe just
lip liner. Unless you're Max Maven.
Right.
Then you're wearing lots of eyeshadow.
Yeah. I don't know about shadow for men. I mean, you could just do something to lighten the eye, just very subtle. But
I think I would like to see more men manage their eyebrows in magic. Mm. We've got some unruly, patchy, yeah, distracting eyebrows. And like we were saying, like, eyebrows shape the face. And if you're a comedy act especially, they're very expressive.
Yeah.
They do a lot of the work of communicating. And if they're curling into your eyeballs,
yeah,
that is all I can see.
That's men's grooming is so important. So, so important. I mean, I cut men's hair at work all the time and I don't even ask them, but I cut the hair in their ears. I cut the hair on top of their ears. They have hair on their nose. I cut it. Like, I don't even say it. I just do it. and then they thank me. They're like, thank you. I'm like, you're welcome. Like, I'll shave down their back a little bit to come down past their collar. So yeah, like, men's grooming is important. That's especially on stage.
Wow, you guys
especially on stage.
You say important. So it's a Connecticut important.
So I just, yeah, the Connecticut accent doesn't have consonants.
Oh. I just got distracted because you said important, and it's like my favorite thing Kayla said. I love accents.
Oh, I said it the same way.
So when Kayla says important.
What would you call, so you zip up your jeans, what do you call the clasp here?
Button.
Button.
I love this accent.
Men's grooming. Beards.
Love beards. But they especially need to be groomed.
Now. How do they look nice?
It's the way they're groomed, the way they're cut. Barbering and men's styling now is on point and on trend, and it matters. Like, you're going to have a beard, you're going to have it looking clean and nice and conditioned, because you have to wash and condition that too. I even saw somebody flat iron their beard.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yes. I thought that was so cool. Like, it was awesome. So it took all that kink out of it, and he flat ironed it, and then they cut it straight, and it looks so cool.
That's awesome.
I recently got an opportunity at a dinner party, which I went to, which is very fancy, to talk to a stylist for movies about beards and about how they actually have – there's all this character information that they put in beards. And so I often say that we're the most visually literate culture in human history. Like, we're always looking for signals about what someone looks like and how to interpret that and what information that is going to provide us with. And apparently TV and movies have been signaling the unkept beard as an unsafe person. Mm-hmm. So – as a performer, if you come on stage and you're going to be bringing volunteers up and you're going to be pretending to have magic powers, if you're ungroomed, you might be tapping into some of that collective unconscious that all this media has been pushing of, like, you don't take care of your beard, maybe you're a murderer. Mm. I mean, maybe they are. No, they're not.
They could be. It would make a lot of answers have been given.
Explain a lot of things.
Yeah.
You can only make a first impression once you don't have that look and people look at you in a different way, then that's it, especially for entertainment. I mean, you don't want somebody to come back and be like, oh my God, that guy was really good, but his eyebrows, God, were so bad.
I have thought that only for performers. I would never judge people in real life.
That's what I'm saying, performing, like the distraction from that.
Yeah, because, I mean, everything that you walk on stage with, that's information I'm supposed to be taking in to affect the way I think about your character, your persona, where you are.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Nails?
Nails. You should always have a manicure, especially in performing with your hands. Your nails should be clean and neat at all times. And definitely moisturize your hands. Definitely moisturize your hands. Why are you hiding your
hands? No reason. No reason. Just thought it just is more comfortable with my hand hidden behind the strap of my shirt.
I'll look at you after.
There's no point in hiding it.
No.
Renee will know. She knows all.
I wish I had been warned about this episode a little more. I think that was it, especially with walk around. I also have been an evangelist for male manicures and magic for close-up magicians.
Men should absolutely have their nails done.
Weirdly, though, a lot of the time they feel uncomfortable going on their own for the first time. So they won't go until, like, I can babysit, and then they'll go on their own.
So many men wear nail polish now too. I think it's kind of cool. Mm. Like, that does not bother me. I love that.
I like a guy with nail polish for sure. And a little bit of guy liner.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, do you, but do it right.
Hair. Hair is a whole thing, I'm guessing.
It is.
How much time we got?
I mean, all of it.
All the time. How much time you got? You guys got to go to Monty's without me. So that's...
They're open till 1.
Hair.
How do you get it?
How do you make it so Kayla doesn't have a Princess Diaries style afro? Let's talk about Kayla's hair.
Kayla was the cutest little girl ever in the whole wide world, and she had this blonde afro and black eyebrows. Blonde.
When were you blonde?
I'll send you those pictures too.
Were you blonde? I'm going to get some pictures. Mm-hmm. Hey, Kayla, it doesn't matter if they go to me. I was always wet as a child. I was always damp. You can't outdo damp with an afro. I don't care how bad it was.
You elected to offer that information up to our listeners. I did not elect.
You brought her here.
I know, but I thought it would be a good idea.
It was a good idea. I'm having a wonderful time. Tell us about how Kayla was blonde-haired, blue-eyed, brown-eyebrowed, afro-having.
Yeah.
Connecticut girl who couldn't say button.
Yeah. Yeah. She did. And then as she got older, it got darker, which is normal. And then she just couldn't control it. And it was always on top of her head. And I was like, you cannot. We have to fix this. So we give her keratin treatments.
What is a keratin treatment?
It is a protein that is bonded onto the hair by a flat iron.
Oof.
So we apply protein to the hair. It's a product. It's keratin. And then we bond it on by heating it. So the heat bonds the product onto it. And then it grows out. It gradually washes out. And then the roots grow out. And then we just redo the roots. But otherwise, she would never have this long of hair ever.
How often do you have to do that?
We do it like twice a year, don't we?
Yeah.
I'd say about twice a year.
No, that's not terrible.
She flies home to get her hair done.
Oh, I remember that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She flies home to get my hair done.
She's in and out in a day.
What about dyeing? Color? I dye my hair like, obviously, like crazy.
Yeah. I mean, colors. I mean, some people need to color their hair. And some people like to color their hair. There's a big difference. Needing and wanting are two different things. Depends what kind of look you're going for, especially on stage. If you have a character and you have to have a color, or if you want to look elegant or you want to look sexy, there's so many different ways to do hair. You know, if you want to look professional, there's certain ways to style hair. So, yeah, I mean, I think you should do what flatters you the most in your personality. Because, I mean, there's so many people out there doing color now. Young people, old people, everybody. What do you like about color? I feel like you need to say something.
I don't need to say anything. I was preparing to say, I was like, I like color. I've always had color hair.
Yeah.
I had basically bright red hair as a brand for 10 years and then just recently switched to purple. And I'm like, I feel like I stealth changed my brand and I was very excited about it. And no, of course, nobody cares but me. But I think that personally, hair can be a really wonderful way as a performance artist to signal changes or phase shifts in your career.
100%.
And I think lots of people at a high level entertainment have used that, where it's like Gwen Stefani's got new hair, new album, new look, and then she maintains that through that brand. So for me, at least, it's been a really nice way of signaling that something's changed, my aesthetic has changed, my product has changed. But I think also you have to keep in mind that you have promo pictures, and when people hire you, they're expecting the person from the promo picture to show up. So if they hired somebody who looks fairly conservative and then you show up and you've got, you know, six neon pink streaks, that client might be really unhappy. So that would be my only advice, is that if you're going to go all punk rock with your hair, or you're going to shave it off on one side and that's going to be your brand, awesome. But then your promo pictures have to reflect that. There were a few times I ran a company in Western Canada for 8 years and performers would be coming through. And so we put them on a project and ran a lot of fire show teams, and they'd show up and it was like, you did not look like that in your promo. This is not suitable for the brand. And so then you've got to figure out, like, do we put them in a fire safe wig? Because I can't put that in front of corporate clients. Like, I just can't put like a neon green mohawk on stage with a bunch of very conservative costumes in front of a conservative room that did not think that's what they were hiring.
Yeah.
So that's a big deal for me, partially because I think that your hair is the biggest thing that signals to your clients what the product is.
Exactly. Here's the thing I learned. Style your hair so you don't touch it while performing. Yeah, that was bad.
Are you talking about me or the magician that you recently saw?
The magician I recently saw.
Mm.
You saw a magician who kept touching their hair?
The entire time. His hair was long on top and he constantly ran his hands through it, and he has beautiful hair. So don't think that I don't think he doesn't, because he had amazing hair. But all he did was touch his hair the whole time. It was like distracting. And that was one of the first things I said to her when I saw her. I was like, he's great. He did good, but he has to stop touching his hair. Like, it was that bad. I was like, that's all he did. Touch his hair the whole time.
Stop touching your hair.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, that was you pointed that out to me years and years ago.
Oh, you did that constantly.
Well, because it was down. I mean, I was never used to wearing it down.
She constantly flipped her hair back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I was like, stop it. Stop it right now.
I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, when she's got up in a big old ponytail, she still does it because it hits me all the time when we're working together.
No, sorry. Yeah, it does. You're right. My ponytail does have a mind of its own. But like, I would be constantly flipping it to either side of my head and on my face. Like, hands. I'm touching it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So distracting.
It hit me in the pillar a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Very sassy. Your hair is like a whole other character.
I'm not used to working with another person. Yeah, well. I did not realize that you do that. Like, you should brand yourself, and that makes so much sense. But get something that's flattering.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think people should do new promo and lock in a look until you've worn it around and maintained it for 6 or 7 months.
Right.
I have, again, there's a couple of people I've mentored over the years that have like done really dramatic hair changes. They've spent all this money redoing their visual promo, like their images on their website. And then they realize, oh, wow, pink hair is a lot to maintain. Yeah, it is. I've maintained color hair for 12 years, and it is extremely expensive.
It's a commitment. Consuming.
It's a huge commitment.
And that's the first thing I say to customers, too. If you want this, you have to commit to this. If you're not going to commit to this, you're not having it, because it will look bad if you don't.
Yeah.
So I was telling Kayla that the other day about people having a commitment to color.
Yeah.
It's true.
I've always wanted to dye my hair something quite drastic. And I've always thought about just going blue or like funky blue interwoven.
Man, your eyes would look huge.
It would look great, but I'm not willing to make
that. She won't commit to that. And then it will fade out and look awful.
I barely commit to what's on my head currently.
I had the conversation with her the other day. I was like, unless you're going to commit to it. She's like, nope. And that's how you know.
So there's a lot of weird misinformation or information about you're not supposed to wash your hair every day, or you are supposed to wash your hair every day, or only with this kind of soap. Or then I got really into those shampoo bars. And then I got yelled at by one hair salon that was like, you can't use that because your hair is colored. But they have one that's for colored hair.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I should listen to that because I really like it. And I'll keep using it really bad.
As long as it's not pulling your color out of your hair, I wouldn't worry about it.
I mean, my hair is purple. Breathing on it pulls the color out of my hair. Looking at it funny.
Not even washing it after you color it, it gets lighter.
I had a cookie and now it's less purple.
It's true.
The purple used to be on the back of my bathtub.
It was red before.
Yeah. That's true. Somebody to walk in and just see a big red splotch. Like, oh, Chris has been bathing.
I travel with like a tiny spray bottle full of bleach so that when I do that in people's showers, I can just go, oops.
Funny.
Sorry. Like, leave that there.
Sorry.
So funny. So what is good health care or hair care? Health care.
Health hygiene care.
Health care for your hair care.
So you do
health care.
Hair.
Yeah.
Hair care?
Yeah.
That's what we said.
Healthy hair care.
Oh, snap.
I'm pretty sure that's what we said.
That's why she's the expert.
No, that's exactly what we said.
Oh.
Is that not what you said? That's what I said. Hair?
Health.
Dye.
Care.
Care.
Oh. Yes, Renee.
So you definitely do not need to wash your hair every day.
Why? I don't wash my hair every day. You know this.
I don't wash my hair a day.
I'm asking.
I don't because it could dry your hair out. It could totally dry your scalp out and your hair out. And especially in the entertainment business, like you guys have to use a lot of products, wigs, hairsprays. Like you need to rinse some of that stuff out. You don't need to wash it every single time. If you get in the shower and you feel the need to get it out of your hair, you know, rinse it, condition it. And leave it alone, especially for colored hair like yours. You should wash on cold always. And I know it's hard to do that, but the cold will seal it better and hold it in.
Oh.
Cold water.
Stop
snarling at me. She's snarling at me.
She is snarling at you.
But yeah.
There is nothing I hate more on the planet than being cold.
Me too.
While wet.
Me too.
Like I just.
Me too.
The hottest shower in life. You just basically were like, that thing that makes you the most miserable, you should do that. I know. I'd rather die twice as much. Yeah. I don't care.
It's true, though. Cold will help it, but.
Also, I find that, what's your opinion on these? So I'll just kind of tell you what my regimen is. So I get my hair redone by a stylist every couple of months. And then in between, I maintain those colors with the vegetable dye, either mixed into conditioner or just like doing touch-up separately so that I'm not doing anything harsh to it. I'm just sort of refilling the big molecules because color like pink, I believe pink and blue and purple and red molecules are just bigger than darker molecules.
Yeah, the darker the molecule, the smaller it is.
Yeah, so just, you know, a little bit of soap knocks it right in the face and then it's like, I'm not hanging out here anymore. And then it goes on vacation to the beach and then it gets a tan and then it doesn't invite me to Monty's. Anyway.
That's me. That's currently me. I'm Kayla. That's good. We're happy with that.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, the vegetable it's totally fine. You're totally fine.
I did it.
I'll tell you my hair care regimen. I twice a year fly back to Connecticut. Renee yells at me for not getting my hair cut in between those two times a year. And then like once or twice a week I wash it. Feeling good?
Yeah. I mean, if you sweat though, like if you're going to the gym and you're really sweaty, rinse it.
Sure.
If it's not a hair wash day, make sure you rinse it. Like, for sure. Because you don't need that. And you don't need to be the stinky kid.
Why do you keep... You've continuously said this to me. Pretty sure I don't stink.
Kayla, this podcast is an intervention.
Do we even have a podcast? Or has it just been leading up to this moment?
There are no people.
We have no podcast?
There's no podcast.
What merch do we sell?
I just buy it. It's all in banker's boxes. Yep.
Oh, wow, I'm hungry. But tell me
this. Yeah, I was going to say, I think we should probably wrap this up because I think this is lots of information.
Yeah, we're doing a great job.
Two episodes.
Yay.
So I think what would be really, really valuable is, could you give us, and I know you have not had any chance to prepare, but what are like the top five mistakes that people make with makeup or hair or skincare? What are the five things that you see the most that people are idiots about?
Well, when it comes to hair, I think people definitely overuse their flat irons and curling irons, and they're too hot and their hair gets fried. Oh. And they remove color. So the hotter the tool, the more color it'll remove from your hair. So you have to be careful, especially on colors, like bright colors.
I set them with pin curls overnight most of the time.
Yeah, that's good. So yeah, for hair, that's what I see the most. People just use a really, really bad product that dehydrates the hair and dries it out, and then they shampoo or they just don't do anything, and then they flat iron it to death, and that just fries it.
So too much heat.
Too much heat, for sure, for hair. For skin, I think people don't cleanse their skin well enough.
They just use makeup wipes and then they go to bed.
I don't think people hydrate their skin enough. I don't think they hydrate their body enough either. So you have to find that balance for that. Your nails, you definitely need to keep them manicured because your hands will age. You need to get them cream on your hands at all times because you can't hide that on your hands, for sure. That's one thing you can't hide is hands. If you ever look at somebody, they could be beautiful, have all the plastic surgery in the world, and look at their hands. So you have to do that. And makeup, clean your makeup brushes and get new mascara.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to take away from this. I'm going to throw my mascara out.
Mascara, yeah.
Eep.
Yep, clean your makeup brushes.
And then what are the five things, not necessarily mistakes, but the five things that have been like the most valuable for you? Like things that you've purchased or things that you're like, everybody should own this or do this?
I think everybody should have Neutrogena makeup wipes. I think they're the most gentle on your eyes. I think everything else kind of hurts and burns. I've tried so many.
Oh, but that feels good.
The hurt and burn?
Yeah. Reminds you you're alive.
Or burns your eyeballs.
It's the most Kayla thing I've ever heard anyone say.
Right?
My skin burns makes me feel like I'm alive. And then I go straight to bed. I just burn my skin with harsh chemicals and then I'm like, done.
I burn my skin. Wake up with
swollen eyes in the morning.
I love it. It's just that what's happening. Love it.
Definitely Neutrogena makeup wipes. Definitely use a Cetaphil or an Aveeno cleanser over the counter. You don't need to buy expensive stuff for that. Definitely use a sunscreen on your face for sure. Sunscreen definitely for number three. Four, always make sure that you condition your hair well. People under-condition their hair. Over-condition your hair, if anything. Especially, you got to remember your hair's dead. It's gone. Like the second it grows, it's like a fingernail. It's made of the same consistency of your fingernail. You know how long fingernails get really dry and brittle? Because they're old and it's dead. And if you have really long hair, it's been on your head for years. So you have to over-condition your ends. Yeah. Not so much your scalp, but your ends. I would definitely, definitely make sure of that.
Awesome. Would you be cool if, as part of this episode, we posted some pictures of what you look like?
Me?
At your age, as like inspiration. And then we can all print them off and put them on our fridge and be like, that's my goal. I'm going to drink water.
I will not do that.
Moisturize.
we'll put up a picture
as part of the
thumbnail. Why are you pinching my face?
You're so cute.
Oh, shut up. We'll put up a picture as, part of the...
Because you, I mean, you really do, like, you obviously practice what you preach. It's not just that you've been in the industry forever. It's also that you look, absolutely fabulous.
Thank you.
I don't know if we edited them out, but there are five solid minutes of silence where I'm just staring at you in shock. What? Huh?
Yeah, I don't know.
Great. Do you want to go into the light? Or is there anything else that you think you want to mention before we go into our last bit?
I think we're good.
Renee, is there anything else you want to mention before we go into our last fun thing?
No, I think just take care of yourself inside and out. You look beautiful. Absolutely.
Blam. All right. In the tradition of Shazam guests, we're going to go into the lightning round. We're going to ask you some questions. You are going to try and answer them as quickly as possible, or you can answer them what we refer to as Max Maven style, which is whatever the hell you want. Question number one, what resource for people who don't know anything about makeup and hair would you most recommend?
YouTube.
Good answer.
Question two, can I pull off a bob?
Yes.
You want my long horse face?
You, First of all, you do not have a horse face.
I kind of have a horse, slight monkey face.
I'm going to show back up here with a bob wig because I want to see this.
Yes, you could.
Can I really pull off a bob?
Absolutely.
Caleb might get a bob.
There are so many. What are we doing? There, why am I here? Because you would
touch
it.
Because you would touch it.
That's a good point.
You would touch it.
That's a good point.
So forget it.
What is your very favorite magic show that you've ever seen? I don't think you can say Kayla. I don't think you can.
No, but if you say Kayla, it has to be a very specific one.
Oh, okay.
I have one in mind.
Mm.
Wait, which one? Oh, yes. I was Kayla's assistant when she did her talent show in third grade.
Oh, my goodness. And she did
the little crayon. Yes. Oh, my.
Topsy-turvy bottles, but crazy crayons.
Oh.
That was probably one of my favorites.
That's so cute. That's so cute. Oh, my goodness.
All right. I want dreads.
No.
Okay.
Three products that you couldn't live without.
My
desert island. You only get three. You're on a desert island. Three products.
My face cream.
Uh-huh.
For sure.
What's one? Do you want just three bottles of that?
And my body lotion.
Okay.
Yeah. I gotta moisturize. Like, that's my thing.
Okay.
And my toothbrush.
And your toothbrush. Oh. Yeah,
that would be it.
Interesting.
I'm surprised you didn't say your sound machine.
No. Oh, I love that thing. Won't turn on.
No.
No, we're on a podcast. All right. Last question. Dolce or Bowie?
I think it's pronounced Dulce. Dulce. Both. Just saying.
Good answer. I was setting you up for failure.
Both. No.
That was great.
I will refuse to leave this house before seeing pictures of this dog.
Dolce?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
She's so stinky. Oh, my phone's downstairs.
Yeah, I have pictures
She's
of Dolce.
A long hair.
You have no idea.
Excellent.
All right, we'll end this episode and then I'll pull up pictures of Dolce.
Thank you for joining us on this very special episode of Shazam. And remember,
moisturize, moisturize, clean your makeup brushes, moisturize.
Drink water.
Moisturize.
Okay, bye.
Bye, mascara.
Shazam is sponsored in part by the Society of American Magicians. Thank you, SAM. Go join a club.
Testing, testing. This is a podcast. Can you just say something?
Kayla has big, big, big hair.
Was that really a necessity?
You said anything.